And now to an international controversy. Venezuelan election results were manipulated by at least 1 million votes. That's according to the CEO of the company that provided the country with electronic voting technology. This already controversial election resulted in a new assembly that gives President Nicolas Maduro's administration extremely broad sweeping powers, including the power to change the Constitution. And this has sparked protests and unrest in Venezuela, as well as international criticism, including from the U.S., which just announced sanctions against the country. Joining us now to talk about all of this is journalist Mariana Zuniga in Caracas. First of all, thanks for joining us. And how were a million votes tampered with, first of all, and then you just attended a press conference with the president of the Venezuelan National Electoral Council. What was new? What happened? What was said?
Well, first I have to tell you that the conference was supposed to take place at noon, but apparently nothing happened. They didn't show up. Mm-hmm. At the moment, the members of the new body are at a steering act, and they're supposed to take seats tomorrow. So we're expecting to see more on government's reaction later.
Well, and then please let us know about the tampering. What do we know about the tampering at this point, other than what we just said in the introduction?
Well, as you said, today is Smartmatic, a company which has worked with Venezuela on the voting system since 2004, said that the turnout figures in Venezuela's Constitutional Assembly election were manipulated. Antonio Mujica, who is the Smartmatic CEO, said at a news conference in London that they knew without any doubt that the turnout was manipulated. And Smartmatic was able to detect the manipulation because of Venezuela's automated election system. The Venezuelan government said that around 8.1 million people voted. But this is very difficult to believe for Venezuelans because this is almost as much as what Hugo Chavez, the ex-president, got in his last election when he was at the peak of his popularity. Also, local polls said the contrary. They said weeks before the election that 70% of the people rejected this new constituent assembly. And also, according to internal electoral council data reviewed by Reuters, only 3.7 million people had voted by 5:30 p.m. And that was around just an hour and a half before the polls closed. So it's really difficult for Venezuelans to believe the number that the government said on Sunday.
Well, given the results of the election, is there any reason to believe there might be ramifications or consequences if this in fact turns out to be true?
Well, Venezuelans are very angry at the moment. They feel betrayed by the government, even though in the opposition side they were actually expecting something like this. They are planning more street protests for tomorrow. But I think the more controversial thing that we are expecting is tomorrow when the new body is going to take place. And they are going to take seat at the same palace that the opposition-led assembly is located. So we can maybe expect some violence from tomorrow, taking into account that just a month ago, the National Assembly was already attacked from government supporters, and they were besieged for around maybe 7 hours. So the things in Venezuela are going to continue. The unrest is going to continue. And I think we're going to expect more sanction and more international support for the Venezuelan opposition, which is important to say that this is the first time that the Venezuelan opposition received so many attention from international actors.
Of all of the things that protesters are unhappy with, where does this report about the election tampering fall?
Well, I think, as I told you before, many protesters were already waiting for this. They actually, maybe they feel more relieved that they have official data or they have other bodies trying to support what they believe in the first place. The Venezuelan opposition or the Venezuelans that have never been with the government, they have said for years that the elections in Venezuela have been kind of mysterious or tricky. So, but this is the first time they can actually prove that the numbers were manipulated.
Mariana Zuniga is a journalist in Caracas. Mariana, thanks a lot for joining us today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.